tells us in Matthew 1:21, she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You know, Christmas should be the most celebrated time of the year. We celebrate so many things, but Christmas should be the most celebrated time of the year. For had there been no birth, there would not have been no life lived. And had there been no life lived, there would have been no crucifixion. And had there been no crucifixion, there would have been no resurrection. And had there been no resurrection, there would be no ascension back to the Father. Had there not been a going back to the Father, there would be no coming again. But there was and there is a great coming again of our Lord. Amen. So Christmas should be a great time of celebration. John 14:1-3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." But there was a birth, and all else followed, and that is what we're celebrating this season. And when I think of Jesus' birth, I think of the angels telling the shepherds that the Savior of the world was born. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. This will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." I love that word. "Peace, goodwill toward men." The Prince of Peace was born. And Jesus came to give us that peace. And John 14:27 tells us, before he left the earth, he reminded the disciples of this gift. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give it to you as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So we would have no peace had not Jesus paid the supreme sacrifice for it. There was a price paid for peace. God loved us so much that he willingly sent his only son to the earth to redeem us. And Isaiah tells us in 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and what? The Prince of Peace," which means that we can live a life of nothing missing and nothing broken. And that's what we're celebrating this season, the Prince of Peace, that has come to give us life and life more abundantly. And Father, we thank you for this season that we are in, this season of celebration, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior that came willingly to give us life and to give us that life more abundantly while we're here on this earth, and eternal life. We're so grateful for that today, Father. And as we come into this place today to celebrate you, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to come and settle upon us and always keep reminding us of what the true meaning of Christmas is, the greatest gift that was given, which is Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen and amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, it is Christmas, and it's a good thing we're not doing a big production. But we are, you know, I like for the children every year, the big thing is to present the manger scene, because I want to present the real meaning of Christmas so that every year they'll have a memory. Because when you go out of the church and you go out in the world, you don't always get that. You get all the other things, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but we need to make sure we instill in our kids that Jesus is the reason. Amen. Let's stand up and begin to praise the Lord this morning. Somebody had to remind me when I was kind of said it's Christmas. Amen.
Away in a manger, no crib. Is born. It's Christmas. The bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting joy to the world. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever. Children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. It's Christmas, the angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. Shouting
what?
Joy to the world. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Do that again.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Now smile. Yeah, you ready?
It's Christmas. The angels are singing, and I know the reason the Savior is born. It's Christmas. Shouting
what?
Joy to the world. Joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, well, let's just sing Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth what? Receive her King. Amen.
Hallelujah. We were playing with these lights up here, trying to make sure everybody could see. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Joy to the world, the Lord is. Receive her King. world the Savior reigns, and all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plain repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go. He rules the world with truth.
Come on, that's it, come on.
And makes the nations prove the glory.
Praise God. You know, I want to read a little something. I heard this song the other day, and I never really listened to it, and I never did really know the background to, let me find my bulletin. I never did know the background to this song. You know, our Christmas songs, you need to know the history of them to really appreciate them, the why they were written. But I heard them talking about the song, I Heard the Bells. I'm sure Brother Bob knows all about this. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. And I don't know how many times I've listened to that. We never did really sing it in church. It was just one of those you listen to, you know. And it kind of always just passed me by. But I really listened to it. And I want to tell you when that song was written. It was written based on a poem by Longfellow, called I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. And it's during the American Civil War. And it goes on to say that he was in the midst of hearing of all the bad stuff going on during the Civil War, the guns, the cannons, and the shooting, and the darkness that was on this continent. And he heard the Christmas bells ring. And he wrote this poem to say what he was feeling in the midst of this darkness and this gloom that was across our nation at that time. And this is what he wrote. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south. And with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent, and made forlorn the households worn of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, you ever felt despair? I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Glory to God. Always thought Joy to the World was my favorite. But in the midst of him thinking his country was going to be destroyed, the bells, the Christmas bells, said, it's not over. And in your situation where it may not be right, if you're listening and things aren't right, or maybe this is the worst time of the year for you. You may not have any family. Or you may be going through an illness or just a really bad situation. You need to hear the bells. That he's got this thing. And I love the line that says, the wrong shall fail, the right prevail. That's the truth of God's word. That's the only truth there is. And that's what we stand on. So as we sing this, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, I want you to picture this feeling he had because of Christmas, because of a tradition of celebrating the birth of Jesus that gave him hope in the midst of a dark time.
This happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appear. Oh, come, let us adore. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
Just come forward and take up our offering. And we've got an extra special song. But this is a song that Miss Nola's been wanting to be sung for a long time. Kim's going to do it for her as we take up our offering and as our children begin to get ready for our little manger scene that we want to share with you all. Father, thank you for your many blessings. This time of year, Lord, we don't want to forget you. I thank you for the faithfulness of these people, that you meet them right where they are as they give to you, Father God, and you give back to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Upon us until the glory dawns.
to the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the grace, for the redeemed, the good, and the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crowd is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Hallelujah. So I'm just, you all just play some while we can.
Born to raise us from the grave.
Looking for the King, the new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. Oh, if you can. He shook his head, but he pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem. I see you traveled far, bearing treasures. You say these gifts are for the new King's pleasure. I've heard that a king might come, but up till now there hasn't been one. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a stayed in town. But he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem.
Now, before they leave, I want to thank my wise men and my angels and our scene and our old man. But they have a poem that Miss Denise has that they're going to read. Do we need more light, Miss Denise? Or, okay. They need their what?
And never falter, never fade. And it was the Christmas story.
Praise God. You all can go to your class. We have a class now for the children and the youth that are here. Thank you, CJ. You had an important job. You may not have realized you were our spotlight. Thank you, Mary and Joseph. And praise the Lord. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Pardon? You want the pulpit back over there? Okay. All right. Okay, well, introduce our